Workmen are putting the final touches on an 1,800-square-foot house made almost entirely of concrete. The man who designed it is known for his improvisational approach to architecture.
This was not designed, here's the drawings and go build it. There's a big learning curve.
That's Dave Sellers, who was named one of the top 100 architects in the world by Architectural Digest magazine. Sellers founded the Madsonian Museum of Industrial Design in Waitsfield, Vermont, which received the $1 million contribution used to build this all-concrete structure. Sellers has dubbed it the Home Run House.
This is such an amazing material. You take a liquid that comes up the road in a giant bucket, and you dump everything in the bucket into whatever your form is. The next day it's a rock, a thousand-year-old rock.
Sellers is one of the founders of the Yestermorrow Design Build School in Waitsfield, Vermont. He taught a course called The Joy of Concrete that resulted in another all-concrete house that came to be known as the Archie Bunker. Concrete is great at sealing out cold air and radiating warmth from the sun in the winter. It's also incredibly strong. The Home Run House's exterior walls are 5 inches thick.
A 5-inch concrete wall is probably 100 times stronger than a stud wall. You could take a fully loaded concrete truck in a giant helicopter, take it up about 300 or 400 feet and drop it on the house. It won't go to the basement because this thing is so strong.
Strong and yet quite flexible.
Even though it's concrete, we can have some parts of the building change so that entire living room wall rolls away.
That living room wall is 16 feet long and 9 feet high, made of glass with a wood frame. A combination of skateboard wheels and stainless steel rollers allow the 800-pound wall to slide open, exposing the outdoors. A similar wall on a custom-made hinge at the other end of the house swings open with the pull of a pinky. Architect Dave Sellers says the local craftsmen who worked on the Home Run House have had a blast building it, making a concrete balcony, counters, and bathtub. Carpenter Pierre Jobert worked on the house.
When I first walked up here, I'm going like, wow, this is crazy. But then it all made sense in the end, and it's all fitting together bit by bit.
Glass walls on wheels and a concrete bathtub are not the only aspects of the Home Run House that are raising eyebrows. It has a 120-square-foot space for plants to grow in huge plastic containers filled with 5 feet of soil. A rainwater collection and drip irrigation system will nourish banana trees, tangerine trees, and possibly pineapple plants. Still, some in the green building world have questioned the idea of an all-concrete house.
Cement uses a lot of energy in its manufacture, and so it has a fairly high carbon footprint.
George Harvey is a Brattleboro-based writer for the Green Energy Times. He says when calculating the carbon footprint of the Home Run House, we need to consider how long it will last. Because the house is expected to be maintenance-free for 500 years, Harvey says its carbon footprint is the equivalent of 8 to 10 conventional homes.
Clearly, this architect has done his homework. It's not a good idea to say never use cement, because there are places where cement is just dandy, and this sounds like it might be one of them.
Architect Dave Sellers says he already has someone who wants to buy this all-concrete house. Sellers says he'll take the proceeds from the sale and build another all-concrete home in Vermont.
We learned a lot. I can't wait to do the next one.
But there is a catch. Whoever buys the Home Run House will have to let the public in to see it, and that demand, says Dave Sellers, is set in stone. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm John Kalish in Warren, Vermont.